If you could address that, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Stephen, Mr. President, distinguished panelists, distinguished participants. I just want to go into one practical example because I think everyone has explained in great detail both country level and national policy level priorities. 2 years ago this time in Somalia, forecasting agencies reported that there would be massive flooding in the two big rivers of Somalia. Somalia is a desert country, but it has two big rivers that go through cyclic flooding. And it is within these riverbeds that significant numbers of people reside in, derive their livelihoods, live there. When these credible reports from several convergence of professional agencies came, at a time when there was very, very serious insecurity driven by violent extremism, a weak national government, even though it was then very collaborative and willing to listen and work with humanitarians, a very, very poor infrastructure, more than two decades, nearly three decades of no work on roads, bridges, virtually no roads, so physical access, other than access driven by violent extremism being a problem, and community level structures that are so weak after many, many years of no support. So you can visualize a complex concoction of negatives at a time when the message was these floods will affect very, very vulnerable groups that are already dependent on humanitarian assistance. And when these reports came, I was then the head of OCHA and struggling to find opportunities of reaching people before this drought came. I mean, this flood scheme. We agreed on two strands of actions, guided by the global norms that everyone here has explained. One was effective communications with communities. And so we agreed on placement of community radios that became chat rooms. We agreed on distribution of cell phones that became ways of leaders explaining what they felt, they understood, what clarity they needed more. We then agreed on joint messaging, coordinated messaging, on preemptive displacement, what needs would be met quickly, areas of high ground to displace into, how children will go to school in those places, protection measures for women and girls, a big issue in Somalia. And this was around July 2015. When the actual floods came, we would then have worked, and this is the second strand of action that we agreed on, which was to distribute sandbags for protection of areas of the rivers that would be breached most likely based on history, distributed non-food items, household items, simple shelter materials, agreed on how all that will be shared on the basis of humanitarian principles. We were helped by the UN mission based in Somalia, DPKO mission, in airlifting sandbags. These preparedness actions did two things. The conversations and the actual physical work created trust, created confidence, changed our way of communicating with each other from a very complex, difficult separation between international humanitarians, local civil society organizations, and local NGOs to being a rallying point because we are responding to an act of God. And this rallying call on an act of God became a silver lining, let me say, a huge opportunity that 2 years on, it is an icebreaker when we have difficulties in responding to near famine conditions, in bringing together communities when there are serious displacement conditions. We have since incorporated the lessons learned into protocols at community level, at state, regional level, and we are now working with the new Ministry of Disaster Management and Humanitarian Response to codify the lessons learned that people understand and appreciate into a national instrument on ways of working. This is what I would say is the biggest learning for Somalia. It is always a fallback point when we have difficulties in engagements between all parties. We know what we will need in future, we know how we will work together, and even those who are the source of insecurity through violent extremism, they understand that acts of God need to help us set aside our differences in ideological ways. And so, for all of us, in a country that is facing huge issues like Somalia, there are lessons learned, and I thought actually if we could learn some very positive elements from Somalia, nowhere else would we not work together far, far, far more effectively, particularly on the provisions of the blueprint elements of action and many, many other protocols mentioned by the panelists. I don't want to repeat here. Thank you very much.